Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Gimel, and this is one heck of an important daf because this is something that you say every day, so it'd be nice to understand it finally, you know. And we finally get to the Gemara of Abaye, Misader Maracha Mishmei de Gemara Valiba Daba Shol. So at last we're going to go through all of the limudim that go through the entire Aveda of a day. We're talking about a regular day. We're not talking about Yom Kippur here. And this was Mishmei de Gemara. Means that he was mekabel this as a Kabbalah from all of the Rabbanim that he had learned from. They were mekabel themselves. But this is bedavka, as we said before, Aliba d'Abba Shol. Because remember, according to Abba Shol, you have to complete the menorah, all of the menorah, both the chamesh neiros of the first and the shnei neiros of the second, has to be before you bring the keteris. And this is going to be going aliba d'Abba Shol. But if you don't know the Abba Shol, then the keteris would actually be coming between the chamesh neiros and the shnei neiros. Okay, but that we've already established. This is going aliba d'Abba Shol, and here's how it starts. First of all, we do the Ma'arocha Gedolah. Now, Tosfos asks, what do you mean, first of all, we do the Ma'arocha Gedolah? I mean, we started our whole discussion over here with the Trumas Hadashen. So why in the world is Abaye leaving out the Trumas Hadashen? So Tosfos says, look, I mean, the bottom line is that the Trumas Hadashen, at times, was put all the way back to the Mishmer HaRishona, right? So, I mean, you can't list it as the Seder Hayom of the Avodas. And furthermore, it's Kosher B'Laila, so it's like, he doesn't want to include it, even if you want to look at it as the first pious and so on. He doesn't want to include it in the Seder of the Avodas Hayom. Okay, fine. So what do we do? We start with the Ma'arocha Gedolah. But there was a second Ma'arocha. The second Ma'arocha was made on the part of the Mizbeach that was close to the western side. It wasn't right at the corner because it was meant to be right near the doorway, the entryway. It was four amas to the north. But anyway, there was a second Ma'arocha that was for purposes of creating coals that would be burning that would allow me to bring in fire with the keteres that I bring every day. And that one is done after the Ma'arocha Gedolah. So the Ma'arocha Gedolah, that comes first. The Ma'arocha Shnia Shel Keteres, that comes second. The Ma'arocha Shnia Shel Keteres comes before the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Etzim, which comes third. And the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, those were put on the Ma'arocha Gedolah. So really, we sort of interrupted. We did the Ma'arocha Gedolah, and then V'sidera La'akohen, Etzim, Baboka, Baboka, we didn't do. We went instead to the Ma'arocha on the other side of the Mizbeach, and we did that, set it up, and then we went back to bring the Shnei Gzirei Etzim as the third thing. Now, the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Etzim, that was done before the fourth item, which was the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that was taking off the ashes from the Mizbeach HaZahav so that I would be able to bring the new Ketores on it. And then the next thing, the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, came before the Hatavas Chamesh Neros, so we were going to bring later on the as we're going to learn out from a pasuk later, we need to do the Hatovas HaNeros. Remember the old machlokas we've spoken about many times between the Rambam and everybody else about whether Hatovas HaNeros just refers to setting them up or whether Hatovas Chamesh Neros means to actually light them, which the Rambam holds, that there was a lighting of the menorah in the morning as well. So the Mizbeach HaPnimi has to be done for some reason. Again, we'll discover why, and believe it or not, discovering why is going to explain why you put your tefillin into your tefillin zekel the way you do. So it's one of these crazy things, right? Okay. So we're going to see why. We will finish up doing the Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi before we do the first five Neirot of the Menorah. Why we do it in two separate sections, five followed by two, is also something that we're going to be discovering a little bit later. And then the Hatovas Chamesh Neirot, which comes after the Dishun Mizbeach, the Hatovas Chamesh Neirot, which came after the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, is followed by the Dam of the Tamid, and that means that we utilize the shechita and zrika of the tamid we utilize as the thing which breaks the first five neiros from the second two neiros. That's only true according to Abba Shaul, and that's why we said there's alibed Abba Shaul. And the dam hatamid kodem latavat shtei neirot, and then the hatavat shtei neirot comes before the ketores, was the way in which the Rabbanon would learn, we would actually use the ketores to separate between these two parts of the neiros. So then we do the ketores. The ketores comes before we go back to the korban tamid and put the evorim of the tamid up on the mizbeach. The Evarim of the Tamid, they come up to the Mizbeach before we bring the Mincha of the Nesachim for the Tamid. So in other words, we first bring up the Evarim, then we bring up the vegetable part of the Korban. That's the Solet. And then that Mincha comes before we bring up the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, which is also a mincha, but first we bring up the solas for the mincha of the tamid, and then we bring up the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, which is brought every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And then we go back to bring the wine that was supposed to come together with the minchas nesachim. So that means we actually separated between the mincha part, the solas part, and the yayin part, and then we bring those wines. But the nesachim come, if it's Shabbos, before we bring the musafim. And if it's Shabbos, of course, we have to worry about the bezichei levayna of the lechem apanim. So the musafim, they come before the bezichim, and that means before the bezichim and the related things to the bezichim, which is the seder lechem apanim. And the bezichim, they are brought before the tamid shel ben arbaim, like everything else. The last thing that you do on the mizbeach is the tamid shel ben arbaim, because legabi the tamid shel boker, it says, viktir aleha, Chalvei HaShelamim. And we darshan the word Shelamim to mean Aleha HaShelam. All the things that are going to be completing your Haktorah for that day, whatever they are, even if they are Levaina and Bezicha Levaina, that has to be Mashlim and Mushlam before you bring the final Korban. So that means all Korbanas are meant to be brought above the Korban Shel Tamid Shel Shachar and not after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So we have to finish everything up between the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Just so you should know, there's another approach which Tosfos brings that when we're talking about the Ha'olah that we're about to talk about is not necessarily the Ha'olah, the Olat HaBoker because of the Lashon and the Pasuk, but rather because it was the first Korban ever brought. And that's according to the Mandi Omar, who says that the Olah that was brought on Har Sinai, we're coming up to Shavuos, it was not an Olas Re'ia, it was actually the Olas HaTomid. That's a Machlokas where the Olas HaTomid was Nohug then in the Midbar already. Omar Mar, so let's get back to the beginning. I want to understand where we know all of this. So Baya claims that he's got this Kabbalah, that first we do the Ma'aroch HaGedela before we do the Ma'aroch HaShia Shel Ketores. Now, how do we know that? Well, because it says, Hi Ha'ola Al Mogda, Ala Mizbeach Kol Halayla. So if that's the place where we burnt the Karbonis, that's the Ma'aroch HaGedela, right? And then it says, Ve'esha Mizbeach Tukad Ba, Tukad is the same Lashon as Moket. So obviously there is another Ma'arocha. So this refers to the Ma'arocha Shnia Shel Ketoret. Well, why not do it in the other direction? Because it's Mistavra that the Ma'arocha Gedela is Adifa. Shekein Kaparata Meruba. Now obviously we've taken into consideration the order of the Pasuk is in the order of the Ma'arocha Gedola first. So the only reason we have this Hava Mina, that maybe we're actually supposed to do the other Ma'arocha for the Keteres first, is because it's more Choshev, as we're going to see, because it is used for the Keteres, which was brought inside of the Eichal, as opposed to the Ma'arocha Gedola, which is used for things brought on the Mizbeach HaChitza. And that's why we're asking Ve'ebuchana. Well, Mistavra Ma'arocha Gedola Adifa, Shekein Kaparata Meruba. It makes sense, because there's more kapora, obviously. Everything is brought outside. The only thing that we do inside is just the keteres. Okay, says the Gemara, but you could say the other way. You could say Adarabba. The Maroka Shania is Adifa, because you're Machlis Bimena Vilifim. So since you're going to be bringing from that Marocha into the Heichal, so it makes sense that if that's the case, that you should, in fact, do that first, because it's more Choshev. Nonetheless, Afiluachi Kaparata Meruba Adifa, it's more important that something has more of a kapora than it would be a hachana for something brought inside. Or you know what? I can tell you very pashut. It isn't even true what you're saying. Let's imagine that we didn't have enough wood to make the Marocha Shnia, Shoketeres, okay? So what would we do? Wouldn't we use the wood on the Marocha Hagedela to go ahead and to bring it in to use the Keteres? Of course we would. I mean, so it doesn't really matter where you get the ashes from. We're just doing sort of like the covet of the Keteres because the Rem is in the Pasuk. Okay, so then that means that ultimately you can't say it's more choshev, because we could have used the Marocha Gedela also to be Machlis Bifnim. And it's also a redundant backup for being able to bring the Keteres. So Milo Mayomi Marocha Gedela, we certainly would. Okay, next thing we do. The Marocha Shnir Shel Keteres, you said, Abaye, that comes before the Shnei Gizrei Etzim. How do we know that? Well, that's because it says Uvier Aleh HaKohen Etzim Baboker Baboker. So then it says that the Arach Aleh HaOlah V'Ktir Aleh HaChavei HaShlamim is obviously referring to the Ma'aroch HaGedela, because it says that's where we're supposed to put the Ola. And it says that you should add Etzim, which is a reference to the Shnei Gizrei Etzim. So that means that you only do this, and this is a beautiful chap, Aleha, you should only put those Etzim on the Marocha Gedela and not on the other one. The other one. But then that means that there must be another one at that time. Uh-huh, exactly. So then that means Bechlal De'ita Chaverta. So then that means that we've got the other Marocha burning at the moment that we're coming up to put on the Shnei Gizrei Etzim, and now we say, well, where do I put it? So obviously Shnei Gizrei Etzim has to come afterwards. How do I know that the Aleha comes to tell me that? Don't we need Aleha to say, to put it on top of the fire that's already there? No. I mean, so what right do you have to use that Aleha again? No, Aleha appears two times in the Pasuk. And because of that, one of them is Lagufe, but the other one is to tell me Aleha V'lo HaChaverta. Next thing was, the Shnei Gizrei Etzim come before the Dishur Mizbeach HaPnimi. So that's very interesting, because actually, it says on both of those things, it says that you're supposed to do it baboker baboker. So it says, Eish al HaMizbeach tukad bo lo tichpe, ubier aleh HaKohen Etzim baboker baboker. Says that twice. And then by the Ketores, it says, Viktir alav Aaron Ketoret Samim baboker baboker beitivot haNerot yaktirena. So that means we've got baboker baboker said about the Nerot, said about the actual haktora, which means cleaning off as well, because we need to do that before the haktora, and also said about the Shnei Gizrei Etzim, and the same thing is therefore, whenever we use baboker to tell me how early, the same timing should be true on all of those things. So how do we get the idea of which one comes first? Ah, even though you're right, it does say baboker, baboker on the Shnei Gizrei Etzim. And it does say baboker, baboker on the idea of Dishur Mizbeach HaPnimi. But since the wood that we're burning over here is necessary as a machshir to be able to bring the Keteres, so something that is needed before we can continue is always done first. Okay, so this is the machshir. What machshir? What are you talking about? This? The Shnei Gizrei Etzim are a machshir? Shnei Gizrei Etzim are not a machshir. The Shnei Gizrei Etzim, didn't you just said, the Shnei Gizrei Etzim are put on the Marocha Gedola. They are not put on the Marocha Shnia Shel Keteres. So then that means that we do not take the wood from the Shnei Gizrei Etzim to the Keteres. So then they're not a machshir of the Keteres. So why are you trying to tell me that they should come before the Dishur Mizbeach HaPnimi? Omri b'Yirmiyahu, that's true, but the point over here is that Shum Eitzim I mean, whatever you're going to call etzim, or ultimately a makshir, because you're going to need wood. So, okay, so when you're dealing with wood, that comes first. Ravina says, well, that's not the point. The point is, did you already start working on the ma'arocha? Yes, right? So, hovi itchil b'ma'arocha. You already started the ma'arocha g'dayla. Then you went to the ma'arocha shneyok shokhtayras. Now you're telling me, when should I do the shnei gizrei etzim? Finish the ma'arocha. The Torah said to put the shnei gizrei etzim on the ma'arocha. Ravashi says, the whole question was not even a question. What do you mean the shnei gizrei etzim is not considered to be a makshir? Sure it is. Let's say you wouldn't have had any other wood. You're telling me you wouldn't use the shnei gizrei etzim? So like we said before, that is redundancy, and it's a backup for bringing the ketoreh. So it's also called a makshir. Ilo mashkach etzim l'ma'aracha milo mayo mi'ma'aracha gedola. Okay, next. Then you said that the dishum is be'ach ha'pnimi comes before the atovas chamesh neirot. Why? Omar Abaye, you know what? I don't know. Don't come to me to explain to you. I'm just repeating what I learned, okay? Doesn't mean I understand it. So, Gemara Gamirna, I have been taught this, and I'm teaching it to you. Svara lo yadana, I don't know the reason. Rava says, what do you mean you don't know the reason? The reason is obvious. The reason is an application of Reish Lakish's general halacha. The Omar Reish Lakish, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot. Why? Because we learned that from Ushmartem et HaMatzot, and we're still being Isaac in that sugya. So Ushmartem et HaMatzot, remember we darshit al tikri matzot ela mitzvot. From where we learn mitzvah shebo liyadecha al tachmitzena. So if you're already going to be in a place or handling something that is mechayev you something, don't set it aside to do something else. You jerk, finish up. So Ushmartem et HaMitzvot. Okay, now therefore, consider what's my duty. I'm walking into the Heichal. Now you're telling me, well, wait a minute. Maybe you should take care of the menorah first and then take care of the Mizbeach and clean it off to do the Keteres. What do I hit first when I walk into the Heichal? The menorah or the Arang? The Arang or the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach, obviously, right? So that because the Mizbeach, remember, is towards the door. Didn't we learn before, Tanya? Shulchan b'tzafon, remember that the shulchan is on the north side, and it is about 2 amot and a half away from the wall. That's to allow room for the kohanim to take the lechem, the aponim, in and out. And the menorah is on the south side, and it is b'shulcha min hakotel, also 2 amot u'mechza. It is exactly parallel. And it's also 2.5 amos away from the southern wall. And the Mizbeach is right between them exactly in the middle, but it's pulled outwards towards the entrance. So it's Moshul Klapichutz Kim'ah, even though it's from midpoint on, it's further towards the entrance than they are. Why? Why don't we make it just a straight line? Menorah, Mizbeach, and Shulchan. Why do we do it this way? We should do it directly, no? Wouldn't that be more reasonable? No. Because it says beferish in the Pasuk. We learned all this before. We're just going over it again. It says beferish in the Pasuk, even nechtib. Ve'eta menorah nochach ha-shulchan. That the menorah has to be facing. Facing means it's looking at it, so to speak. So be'ina dechozu ahadadi. We need those two kelim to be staring at each other, which means that the mizbeach can't be in between them. So then we pull it out towards the door, which means that as you're coming into the heichal, you're going to hit the mizbeach first. And if you hit the mizbeach first, then take care of the mizbeach. Then you can go on and go to the hatovas haneiros. Amar Rava, we learn a very important halacha from this. Shema mina midrash lakish, that you're not allowed to pass by your arm for its tefillin before, and then go ahead and put on the totefta. That would be aser. You'd have to first put on your tefillin on your arm, hechiyavit midra'a litotefta. Why? Because as you're lifting your hand to put on your tefillin, you're going to be going past your arm to go up to your head. How do you, can you go past your arm? So therefore, you have to put on your arm first. So says Rashi. Tosfos says this makes no sense. It says, Beferish, the reason we put on the arm first is because it says in the Pasuk, that first you ota yadecha l'totafot b'neinecha. So we have to do it that way. That's not what it's referring to. What it's referring to is how to put your tefillin back into their tefillin zekel. Huh? Right? Because if you put your shel yad into your tefillin zekel first, and then you put the shel rosh on top of it, then that means that when you're coming to put on your tefillin, since you're mechuyev to put on your shel yad, you're going to have to take out the shel rosh and set it down, and then take out the shel yad. Or you're going to have to pass over the shel rosh to get to your shel yad. That's what it means. And we don't do that. But obviously, it doesn't mean your hand. But Tosis brings another approach that could be like Rashi without getting into the problem. And what's that? You're mechuyev to be memashmesh your tefillin. So if you're going to be memashmesh your tefillin, which tefillah do you feel first before the other? So it's saying you should feel on your way up to your head, you should feel your yad, tefillin shel yad, and then go and feel your tefillin shel rosh. So that's the Rabbeinu Eliyahu's pshat, which is actually incorporates both. Okay, but anyway, it's a fascinating thing that this is what we learn out from our sugya. Next, then we say, we do that tavas chamesh neirot before the Dama Tamid, because this is going according to Abashol. And the Dama Tamid comes before the Atovas Shtei Neirot. So now, why do we do the Dama Tamid between two different parts of taking care of the menorah? What would that be for? Oh, says Abaya, let me explain to you. And here's where it gets cute. Does it say Baboker, Baboker, Shnei Gzirei Etzim? Yeah? Did we use that for anything? No. Because we said before that even though it says Baboker, Baboker on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, it says that on everything. So that's not the reason that we put the Shnei Gzirei Etzim first. We put the Shnei Gzirei Etzim first, as we said, because they're Machshir, right? Okay, so then that means that we do not need the two words Baboker, Baboker, Lo Tzricha. Now, since we don't need them, remember that we have a rule in the Torah that's called Im Eino Inyan. So we don't have an inyan for boker baboker on the trade Shnei Gzirei Etzim. So now we've got two extra babokers floating around. Well, what do we do with those two extra babokers? Ah, so what you do is you put them in two different places. One of them you throw over here. So Shadina Lahacha. So you put it onto this sugya of what we're talking about over here, the dam and the cleaning up over here of the menorah. And put the other one on the Atavas Chamesh Neirot. So Chachad Yelatavat Chamesh Neirot. So that comes to tell me that now we've got three babokers, because we're using one of those, on the Neirais. And that means that they should come before the Dama Tamid, which now has only two, even after we threw an extra one on it. And one we put on the Dama Tamid, because we had to, because that way we know that the Dama Tamid can come before the Atavat Shtei Neirot. So we couldn't just leave it with one and two, because then we wouldn't be able to use the Dama Tamid before the last two Neirot. So here's what I mean. Chat Shad Yal Atavas Chamesh Neirot. So put an extra one of the Babokers on the first five Neirot, so that way they come before the Dama Tamid, because now we've got three Babokers, and there we've only got two Babokers with the Dama Tamid, even after we threw one extra on it. But we still need to throw one on it. Why? Because Chachadi l'dama tamid, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to be marked in the dama tamid to the Atava Shneireres, because then it would be one against two, and we'd have to do the two bokers before we do the one boker. So this way we make them both two bokers. And then we can say that Afa Gavda Hachatre Vahachatre, but we'd rather bring the dama tamid because the dama tamid is Mechaper, and a Mechaper comes first. I mean, this seems very arbitrary to me. You're telling me you've got these two babokers hanging around, and this is the way you want to apply them. I've got a better idea. Why not take one of those bokers and put it onto the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, which would mean that then you've got three on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and that teaches you that they should come before the Dama Tamid, because then you would get three against two. Because taking away the Dishon of the Mizbeach has two already on it, because it says Baboker, Baboker by the Keteres, and now we've added another one from the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. So you've got three and two. And then one, you can, again, like you said, yeah, you could put onto the Dama Tami to allow the Dama Tami to come before the Atavas Chamesh Neiros. Why before the Atavas Chamesh Neiros? Because even though each one of them, Hachatrei v'Hachatrei, because now we have two for the Dama Tami, and we have two for the Menorah, but you already said that a Mechaper is Adif. So then that would mean that the Dama Tami would come before. Excuse me. If the Dama Tami comes before, and the Keteris came before, because of the, you said before, the two that now have become three of the Mizbach HaKeteris, what exactly are you going to be using to come between the Chamesh Neiros and the last two Neiros? There's nothing left, right? So the way we do it is, we take off the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Dishra Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then we go in, this is what Abaye is saying. Then we go in and we do Hatavas Chamesh Neiros. Then we bring the Dama Tami. Then we bring the two remaining Menorahs, like the Neiros of the Menorah. And then we do the Haktorah. And Rav Papa is saying, why not do the Kdam HaTamid first? So then we would have the two Menorahs, one right after the other. We would do Chamesh Neiros, and then we would do Shtei Neiros. Says the Gemara, the reason we cannot do that is because you won't have anything left. Because remember, we're going Aliba Abba Shaul, and Abba Shaul learns that we would have to have done the Keteris, these Neiros completely before. So then what are you going to use in the middle? So it's all very nice if you hold like Rish Lakish. Because look, why do we split them into two parts? You see, if we split them into two parts because something else has to be done in the middle, then that's a good point. But if you hold like Rish Lakish, then all Rish Lakish says is the reason that we split it into two parts is just to draw attention to it. Like we said before, we do the separate payasot. Why do we do separate payasot? Just to be margish kalazor. Okay, that's why we do this. So I don't need to do anything in between. I could do the Chamesh Neiros, wait 5 minutes and say some tehillim, and then come back to do the Shtei Neiros. I mean, doesn't have to do anything in between. So Ani Chal Rish Lakish, who says, Loma Meitivim V'chozinu Meitivim, only Kedei La'argish Kol Azara Kula. We want to make a lot of noise. Okay, so then you don't have to do anything in between. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the reason that we do two is because he understands the Baboker Beitivot HaNeirot means that there needs to be two Bekorim separated into a din of two Bekorim. So separating into a din of two Bekorim means that there's going to be an Aveda in between, which is what makes the question of Boker significant. So then what are you going to have left? You need to do something in between. So what can you do? You can't say, let's just do the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi between, because you weren't allowed to go past the Mizbeach in the first place before you finished the Dishon of the Mizbeach. So that's no good. There's nothing else that you can change because everything else it says exactly when to do that we learned out from Psukim. So you didn't really have all that much elasticity in what you're going to do around here. Okay, so then if that's the case, we're assuming, everybody here was assuming, Rav Papa just assumed it, Rabbaya just assumed it, that we're certainly going to be using the extra baboker that was mentioned on the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. We're going to use them somewhere. The only difference between Abaye and Rav Papa is where. So everybody agreed that we definitely apply one of them to the Dama Tami. And the question is whether we should apply one to the Dishon Mizbeach, which would be the Keteris. Omerle Ravina Ravashi, why do you say we have two babokers floating around? That's not necessarily the case. Hi, baboker. That are referring to the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, they're really extra? You don't need them? Don't we need them to teach me that you're supposed to put the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, put them down, and that would tell me, put them down before, and you're all wrong, before making the Maroch HaShniyah Shel Keteris. Maybe that's the point. I love the way you work it out. First, you decide that the pasuk is wrong, you know, and you're really supposed to go to the second maracha before you go back to the first maracha. Well, how about just taking it seriously? And if it's said baboker, baboker, then it's there to teach me to first do that. First, complete the shnei gzirei tzim, then go and take care of the maracha shnei shoktaras. No, excuse me. We already explained to you that that's impossible. That wasn't just arbitrarily. Remember, we learned it from the pasuk of Aleha, V'lav Mukimna. Didn't we learn that out from the second Aleha that appears over there? Aleha V'lo Al Chaverta. Put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. The sound quality is a problem from my end over here, Ari? No. Everybody else is, it must be from your side. Sorry. I can't really do much about that. The only one that could do anything about that is the Rebbe. Could you please give a bracha to Calvin for an improvement of his sound quality, and that should take care of it on the spot. The Rebbe has agreed. Your sound quality is hereby fine. So don't complain again. Okay, so anyway, we used... there you go. So we used Aleha to tell me that there's got to be an extant second maracha, and therefore don't try to tell me that the Shnei Gzirei Tzim should come first. So... that's wrong. Okay, so it is extra. So can we please move on? Thank you. So now I got another question. You proved to me, or you didn't prove, but I mean, you gave me two reasons why it is that we should split up the lighting of the menorah, or the cedar of the menorah, into 5 and 2. But you didn't explain why it's 5 and 2. You just explained why it's 2 parts. I mean, so why do we do it that way? Why 5 and 2? So, Majna David Atavas Chamesh Neros Beresh. I mean, maybe we should do 2 and 5? Like, let's start with that. Let's do Atavas Shtei Neros Beresh, assuming that you have a good reason why you want to do it in that way. Well, that's because, I mean, once you're starting the mitzvah, you already do most of it. Most of it? Most of it? Then do 6. I mean, just leave the last one for the end. I mean, you're telling me that I'm in the middle of the mitzvah. What do I want to stop? Okay, fine, so don't stop, but then do 6. Why do you only do 5? No, you can't do 6. Because it says, Beferish Beitivo et Haneirot. It uses a Lashon Rabim. Haneirot Yaktirana. So you cannot use that Lashon on a single Ner. So that means you have to at least leave 2. So if we leave 2 and we only have 7, so then okay. So then we have to do 5 and 2. That's all. So, Ein Neirot Pechutot Mishnayim. Okay, next thing we said was, the Tovash Teneirot, that comes before the Kteres. That's because it says, Beheti Voat Haneirot, and then Yakti Rena. So this was basically Abishol's whole point. You must complete that Tovash Haneirot before you're able to bring the Kteres at all. So all that you're left with is the Dam HaTamid to come in between the Chomesh Neirot and the Shtei Neirot. Next. The Kteres comes before the Evorim. Why is that? That's because, as it said in the Braita, Yugdam davar shenemar bo baboker baboker. It says, baboker baboker, yaktirena by Aaron's bringing the Kteres. Masha Einkein, the Tamid, it says, baboker, ad haboker. So the davar shelo nemar bo ela boker achad bilvad. That's the olat haboker. It doesn't say twice boker. So therefore, the Keteres should be coming before the Evorim. What do you mean? Didn't we just say that we took another boker and we threw it on? Yes, that was about the Dam. Of course. The Dam, we said, that comes before. We're talking about over here the Evorim. The Evorim are not the Mechaprim, and that's not what we had thrown the extra boker on. So we're talking about the Evorim. The Evorim, it's only mentioned once. Okay, next we said, the Evarim come before you bring the Mincha of the Nesachim, which is the part, which is the Solet, not the Yayin part yet. Why does that come before? The Evarim come before the Mincha? Because we had Minayin Shelo Yedavar Kadum LaTamid Shel Shachar. So how do we know that nothing should be put onto the Mizbeach before we put on the Evarim of the Tamid Shel Shachar? That's because it says, V'yorach Olea Ha'ola. And Ha'ola, says Rava, that means Ha'ola, the Ola Rishona. As I mentioned to you, there's a machlokes a little bit. The pashtus is olay ola rishona is a reference to the orachala ha ola. It should have just said verachala ola. So ha ola is the aform, as Rashi understands it, the aforementioned ola, that is to say the ola of the ola's tummy. But Tosva says it could also be the very first, as Rav is explaining. Omar Rava ha ola, the ola. What's the ola? Not an ola. He ola rishona, the first thing that we spoke about, which is the carbon tummy. But the other idea could be it's the first ola that the Torah spoke about ever. So that would explain why we do that.